Coming up on 6:22 this Monday morning, President Biden appears to be staying in the race for re-election following his shockingly poor debate performance.
Dealing with everything we have to do with,
The president spent the weekend at Camp David. If you were among the Democrats or swing voters hoping that he may be deciding to step aside, that is not the news that seems you'll be getting. ABC News White House correspondent Molly Nagel is with us live from Washington this morning. Morning, Molly.
Good morning, Vince.
So Camp David weekend for the president. Some had thought, okay, this is the indication it may result in the president deciding to bow out. That's not what you're hearing in Washington.
No, the White House is pushing back on that notion. Look, this was a visit that they advised prior to the debate. His plans to spend part of the weekend at Camp David, a White House official telling us that it was part of a plan for a family photograph. So family is everything to Joe Biden. They are his closest advisors. If you remember back in the 2020 election, it was his grandkids who ultimately called a family gathering that encouraged him to run. So it's not it's not hard to believe that family discussions would be critical in this, but ultimately the family and the campaign are both in lockstep, and they're saying that he's staying in the race. We saw Jill Biden was on the cover of Vogue magazine for this month, and and in the editor's note in that, she pushed back saying that the president will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years that he has been president, and he will continue to fight, and because he always, quote, does what's best for the country.
Some of the other things that we're hearing, we're talking with Molly Nagel, ABC News White House correspondent, that I think the statement was, look, if the president were to step aside, what would you have in the coming weeks? What would that look like? And the calculation that that's not good for Democrats who hope to take the White House again either.
Yeah, that's part of the argument that the campaign is making here. Part of it is that they're saying, yes, he did have a bad night, and bad nights happen, but he's going to get back up and keep fighting. So that is one part of the argument that the campaign is making, trying to stem, you know, the bleeding from this debate performance. The other argument they're making here is kind of a be careful what you wish for situation. They're saying that if Biden were to drop out now, it would, quote, lead to weeks of chaos and internal food fighting and would be, quote, a highway to losing to Donald Trump. So they're kind of making a two-pronged argument here of what would happen if this did actually happen, but that's not going to happen because he's going to stay in the race.
What does it look like moving forward for the president in any upcoming speaking engagements? I mean, obviously, this is campaign crunch time. He's going to have to talk, and what's that going to look like?
I mean, that's one of the million-dollar questions, is how do they move forward from here? The reality is the campaign knows that they have to change the perception that was left in many people's minds after the debate. And we've already seen him out on the campaign trail once after that debate. He looked like a very different person in North Carolina when he took that stage than the guy we saw on Thursday night in Atlanta. But you have to imagine that this is part of their conversations and how they're moving forward with strategy. Do we need to get the president out there more? Does he need to be doing more interviews? That's something that they've been criticized over, that the president hasn't really been engaging with interviews or press conferences in the way that other administrations have. So I imagine that all of this is going to be part of their discussions as they move forward. But I think that they know that they have to do more to get him out there and to show people that the perception they may have been left with on Thursday night is not the reality if they want to, you know, continue to stay in this race and ultimately win in November.
Well, you know, you've been around this president, Molly. There are things that the White House can do and the campaign can do to put him in positions of relative strength. As opposed to being on the debate stage, they can sort of choreograph where and when they want him to speak.
Yes, you know, look, they have a lot of power when it comes to how the president is presented and where he does a lot of his speaking engagements. And he also has the power of the presidency at his back, right? He can do events in a presidential capacity to show the American people, look, I am here, I am doing the job, I am leading, in a way that Donald Trump doesn't have that access. So those are all things that they can use to their benefit. But, you know, they're going to be keeping a close eye on a lot of things, but critically, how the support of voters are. And one way to see that is through polling. So you have to imagine that in the coming days, the president's team is going to be keeping a close eye on how that is trending for this election and try and tailor their plan based off of what they're seeing.
Molly Nagel from ABC News from the White House this morning. Thanks so much, Molly.
Thank you.